we have a conversation here with Angie Bartel and Sam Guggenheimer, both students here at the University of Alabama. Angie's a junior who's a TCF major, and Sam is a senior international studies and economics major. Thanks to both of you for coming on.
Thank you.
Hey, you're both going to be speaking at Tide Talks 6 tomorrow night. That's going to be in Russell Hall. It should be a fun event. We appreciate you joining us here. I don't want you to ruin what you're going to be talking about and give it anything away. But Angie, why don't you give us a little bit of a teaser of what you're going to be talking about?
Sure. Well, tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the circumstances that people are born into and kind of how we can make the choice to overcome them and do what we need to do to be as successful as we can be.
So, all right, so that's kind of the general thing. And again, don't give too much away, but why did you want to talk about that in particular? You could have talked about anything.
Right. Well, I came from an interesting circumstance. I'm an orphan. I was in foster care. I'm putting myself through college, and although I understand that a lot of students here don't come from that exact situation, there's a lot that we go through as students and as young adults that we have opportunities to overcome as long as we stay motivated and fight for those things, and I just think it's an important topic at this point in our lives.
So what is it like having to put yourself through college? Because I can only imagine that of the 35,000 students here at the university, I don't think, but a handful of us could probably handle that circumstance.
It's been difficult. I had to take a semester off and work full-time to pay off a difference in my loans just because they have to be so high without a state. I'm lucky enough to now be in-state and have a really awesome living situation and community that has kept me positive. It definitely isn't easy, but it's doable. So I would say, you know, it's worth giving a shot to everybody who can't afford it. To think you can't afford it isn't really how it works. You can as long as it's worth it.
Well, we'll timer, excuse me, on our program. And not only does he have a tremendous last name with a lot of syllables, but he's also an international studies and economics major. What are you going to be talking about, Sam?
In general, I will be talking about some of the cultural and historical forces that have shaped the country of Turkey, and we'll be drawing some larger lessons from that as well.
Hey, you told me off air that you spent a semester abroad in Turkey last year, and I've never been to Turkey, but obviously it's one of those countries that's sort of the leading democracy in the Middle East and has been for a long time. What was your experience there?
Sure. So I actually spent a whole year there. I studied abroad the entirety of my junior year in Turkey, in Istanbul. And study abroad in general is a really great experience. I actually first traveled to Turkey in high school, so this was my second time there. And I really enjoyed building on what I'd learned earlier. It's such a complex place. As a history buff, you know, there is so much history there. And those are really the elements I enjoyed most about spending that time there.
I'm going to throw you a little off here, Sam, but you know President Erdogan is currently in a bit of a crisis over there in Turkey. That people are very angry at alleged abuses between his son and him trying to hide funds, and people are out in the streets as we speak in Istanbul and around the country. I mean, did you feel any tension over there when you were there about political divisions in the country?
That's a good question. I actually left right before last summer's protests began, so I never saw any of that firsthand. But there really is a strong tension in Turkish society between maybe the more religious, more conservative elements, and the more secular ones. And I think that's what we're seeing come to a head in this situation. It's hard to say how it's all going to play out.
One last question for you, Sam, and then we'll go to Angie again. You know, you mentioned the fact that you love history. Turkey's obviously one of those countries that's sort of the clash, quote-unquote, clash of civilizations. You've got a lot of Western influences and Eastern influences kind of meshing together in this capital. I mean, even the city of Istanbul, depending on who you are, you either call it Constantinople or Istanbul, depending on which side of the divide you live on. So what was it like observing that up close and personal for a full year?
It's pretty amazing. You know, when I say the history comes in layers in Istanbul, that's true literally. So underneath the ground you're walking on are Roman ruins, Greek ruins, and on top of that you have, if you're talking about the country as a whole, you're talking about ancient medieval Armenian Empire was there. And then of course the Ottomans closer to present day. So to walk through a place like that and see all these different influences all in one place. It's really astounding. I mean, the city itself is so complex. You have the historical core, but as you move farther and farther out, you see all of these different influences from, you know, the ancient to the modern.
Angie, you know, we're speaking to Angie and Sam, both giving Tide Talks tomorrow in Russell Hall. We are in partnership with Tide Talks as well, so well, if you don't hear Angie and Sam's Tide Talks live on Friday, you'll actually hear it on our show next week. We'll play the clips here on our program over the air as well. But Angie, you know, it's so hard to be a student. Angie, it's so tough. You know, I'm just tired. I don't want to go to class, you know, all these things. And yet you're telling me that you're putting yourself through school. So when you hear people complain like that, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I equally hate going to class as much as everybody else and having to wake up and go through that whole situation and blah, blah, blah. But for me, I'm paying for it, so I might as well go. I kind of look at education, and even though, like, some of my classes, like computer science, are completely ridiculous for what I want to go into, but I have to wake up, I have to go. For me, I kind of look at, we are lucky enough to be in America where we have opportunities like this to go to college, even if you can't afford it based on family situations. So we might as well go. I mean, it's hard and it sucks, but it's 4 years, and we have to get through it.
And You seem to be a very optimistic person. What do you think about the future? Obviously, you've had to fight a lot harder than most students to get where you are right now. And as you move towards graduation, what do you think you want to do long term?
Well, I think it's interesting. I wouldn't consider myself the most optimistic person. I would say I'm pretty realistic. I understand that, you know, without having a large background, a lot of money to graduate with, it's going to be difficult. But I try to see it as, if I put myself out there and take as many opportunities as I can at this time when I'm in a university setting, it can only set me up for success based on working towards a goal. I think if you take your opportunities and roll with them, there will be more success.
I want to know what advice you would give to other students that are in a similar situation as you. If they're feeling kind of discouraged, what would you tell them to keep them going on this path?
I think that in order to be successful, it takes, and actually I quote Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec when I say this, but preparation and luck. I would say that no matter what circumstance you're handed, whether or not you have parents, whether or not you have money, whether or not your family just lost everything, maybe you lost everything, maybe you just got dumped, maybe you're failing a class, it doesn't really matter exactly what the situation you're in is, but as long as you continue to move forward, don't allow the faults and the fallbacks to define your goals, anything is really possible. I think that, you know, saying that we can't accomplish things based on situations that we have no control over can't define us unless we let it. So I think that would probably be one of the best messages I could give.
And Sam, one question for you here. Are you getting nervous for this thing tomorrow? I'm not sure if you've ever done anything like it, but it's a very fun event. But I can only imagine being up there in front of a couple hundred people giving an address. Are you nervous, or what's your mindset heading into it?
I would say mainly excited. It's going to be one of the larger crowds I've ever spoken to, so there's definitely some nerves in there too. But it's really an exciting opportunity for you know, us students to talk to our peers about the things we're passionate about, and so I'm definitely excited.
Well, very good. Angie and Sam will be out there tomorrow in Russell. I apologize. What's the room number? Russell Room.
It's the auditorium.
Auditorium. Russell Auditorium tomorrow night for Tide Talks 6. Should be a fun event. And if you can't make it out there, we'll also broadcast their talks coming up next week here on Capstone News. Now, we appreciate both of you for coming on very much.
Thank you so much, Rich.
Thank you.